What perfectly?
Fit.
Okay. And if you're matching coat and pants, you'd call a
suit.
Okay. And if you just bought one, you wouldn't say that it would. It wouldn't be an old suit. It would be a
new suit.
Okay. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
bulky.
Okay, or it makes them what out? Makes them
stick out.
Or another word for that?
Well, I don't know what to call it.
Okay. And you say, I washed the shirt in hot water and it
threw up.
Or another.
Shrunk.
Okay. And you say, it seems that everyone I've washed recently has
shrunk.
Okay. And you say, I hope the new shirt won't
shrink.
Okay. And if a woman likes to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror and likes to put on good clothes and everything, you'd say she likes to what?
Primp.
Okay. Would you use that word about a man? Would you say a man likes to primp?
No, I don't know what you call that.
And a small thing that you use, small leather container that you might carry coins in.
Purse.
Okay. And something that a woman wears around her wrist.
Watch, bracelet.
Okay. And something you might wear around your neck.
Beads.
Okay, would you call that a what of beads?
String.
Okay. And something that men would wear to hold up their trousers.
Suspenders.
Okay. Any other word for that?
Belt.
I mean, for suspenders. Any old-fashioned word?
Galluses.
Okay. And if it were raining, you might carry a
umbrella.
Okay. And the last thing that you put on a bed.
Yes. Spread.
Okay. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Okay. And do you remember using anything about twice as long as a pillow?
Bolster.
Okay. And you say, that bolster didn't go part way across the bed. It went
all the way.
Okay. And something that people use, an old-fashioned thing people used to make out of patchwork, sew together and a washable
quilt top.
Yeah,
quilt top.
Okay. And something that a place, if you had a lot of company, that you didn't have enough beds for the children, maybe you would make a what on the floor for them to sleep on.
Well, we used to call it pallet.
Okay. And you said, we expect a big crop from that field this year because the soil is very what?
I didn't get that.
Say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
rich.
Or another word. I think it was starting with an F.
Fertile.
Okay. And flat, low-lying land along a stream.
Plains or valleys.
Yeah, but that floods over in spring, and it's very good soil.
Oh, I can't call a word.
Think of bottom land or low land. Or
bottom land.
Okay.
River bottom.
And a field that's good for nothing except raising grass or clover and alfalfa. Just a sort of grassland. Mm-hmm. What would you call that?
Pasture meadow.
Okay. and land that has water standing in it most of the time.